A very special night tonight, very special. I look at it as something very unique about getting together this evening. This avodah that we had that really started this Elul, right? Elul in Kushin Ayin Zion. The buildup of special avodah in Elul. And then you have Shlichus and the Rosh Hashanah and a Shuva and Yom Kippur, and then you have the Avodas Hasukkos, right? After starting from Elul till the climax, till Shmini Atzeret, I was all over. To uplift us, to put us on a higher madriga, and we hope that it should have some kind of a kiyum. In other words, the avodah is an end in itself. It's an end in itself, such maitre. And also with the tachlis of picking us up. So tonight, now, after the unpaved, after all the courses and all the inspirations and all the, mitzvah simcha, mitzvah yira, we went through everything. And now we say, now we're down to business. today we said tachna, and now, there's not a trace of any kind of yantiv or nothing. There's no nonsense, So I had the feeling that this is where all the action is. This everything that we did, done it from last Elul, Shmini Atzeres, after the Istruchat, after everything is over, now we're into the world of action. The ship is about to leave the port, into the big ocean, the big trip of the winter trip. And this is where all the preparations and all these the chizik that we got this whole period. This is where it's supposed to reflect.
The animals hibernate in the winter, right? So the group, the animal thing, has to hibernate.
good. Anyway, just a thought, sharing this thought. So here we are, Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Hashem, we're here together. We thank the Bari Olam that we're zeicher, all of us, to be here. Baruch Hashem, it's a gift from Hashem that we can be together. I always start our chabura thanking the Baruch Hashem that we have a mokum to be. I can't over-exaggerate to you, Rabbi Yisai, the chashivas of the fact that we're in a certain mokum. We have a Kabbalah, Rabbi Yisai, that when it comes to a chabura group, so there's a special hashkachim and hashemayim for that group to be in a certain mokum, a certain place. And I always tell you, nobody would ever think that there's something special about where we're meeting here tonight, about the place. Listen, you're members of the community here, Baruch Hashem, and you have a beautiful shul, kind of horror. So, one and one equals four, right? One and one. you have people in the community, you have a shul, and I'm not so happy about the fact that it should be packed. We give a bracha to the shul that we should have a difficulty finding a place to sit here. Say, listen, we have you only come once a week. We come every night. Have a whole argument. Who should get this place? Because it's packed. And so, but we're here for so many years already. Okay, we have to ask. Rav. But Baruch Hashem, in the meantime, it's a beautiful shul, we have a mokoyim. So what's the big deal about it? The big deal is that we don't realize that with all the mokoyim, with all the room, but it's a special hashkocha that we can be here. And if we didn't have that special hashkocha, and Hashemayim, this matana, so like you say, all the king's horses and all the king's men, the mokom, the place, and everything. But I take my word for it, Rabbi. I'm giving batim for many, many years that sometimes you see it's min hashamayim that you shouldn't have the mokom, you have difficulty, and just from out of space, it just comes all kinds of problems. So, Baruch Hashem, we're here, Rabbi Say, we thank Hashem, we have our Chabura, and we should be Zeicher to use it, Rabbi Say, to grow. So, be Mekayim, the Matur, the Tapas of our existence here in this world. That's what Hashem is for. Make a Baruch the first thing I'd like to do with you tonight is I'm sure that the Olam already is how should you say accustomed already to this, to this Ubda. After the Yom Tovim, we try to focus on the Yom Tov. Now it's like we try to do it closer, but it's already not so long, Rabbi Say. How long is it since Sukkot? It's not 2 weeks, a week, 2 weeks, Sunday. It's not 2 weeks or so. Just a this is like a fellowship. Just 2 weeks. So, firstly, I would say, I'd like to suggest, you went through the Yontif, and it was an investment in money, investment in time and effort, and then a bigger, I'm sure. In our group here, the fact that we're here, we come to the group, it's all Bali Ruach, and I'm sure that part of all of us, there was a special effort for the Yontif, to try to get something from the Yontif, something, some achievement in the world of Ruchnius. I don't have a suffix that the Yontif did not go by, with all of us here in our group making a special effort of a kinyan in Ruchnius, especially, some special chizik. And I'm sure that everybody in our Chabura here had at some point of the Yontif some extra inspiration, some clarity in the Muna, in Bitochen, they say. There's no suffix that everybody in our Chabura had some high point like that. Sometimes it's just, I don't mean to say that, you put on the Gartu and you rolled your eyes and you say, wow, here comes the big high point. Sometimes, nothing against Gartu, so they say. But I mean to say is that sometimes this high point is very subtle. It just comes to you, in the middle of a Yontif meal, suddenly you have an insight, an inspiration what's the word for it? It is a realization, an insight, a realization of the meaning of the Yontif. Say, I really feel now that I have a true insight to the meaning of the Yontif. You have a perfect feeling. I personally, like just saying that, as soon as you say to yourself, I finally got a feeling that I feel that I touched on the true meaning of the Yontif. Sometimes it's mamish as you're cutting the steaks, the Yontif, ain't simple of the basa of yayin, and you're cutting the basa of the steaks, if they say delicious steaks, imported from Borough Park, and as you're eating the steak, suddenly you get this inspiration and feeling. But the main point I'm trying to say, Rabbi Say, is that it's about that we come to this high point and we don't preserve it. So what we do here, Rabbi Say, we try to do after Yontif, is you know, to try to sit for a few minutes every day and try to focus on the Yontif and see if whether you can crystallize some thought that you had, some inspiration. And of course, if you come upon it, you should commit it to writing. It's very important. I just want to tell the Oilam, they shouldn't get discouraged, is that usually when you attempt to do such a thing like that, so your mind is usually blank, you know. Altikor Epis Ella Epis. You know, nothing's there. You know, but if you're stubborn, sit down every day for a few minutes, try things for Yontif from the beginning to the end. You know, where did I get my big simcha for Yontif, big inspiration for Yontif, and focus around there. And the purpose of this, Rabbi says, because it's usually when you come to this point of hit of inspiration, it's not so pushy. It really is a high point. It really is a gift from from Kodesh Baruch Hu, this special inspiration, and it's chaval that you know if you're able to focus on it and to recall it, so it's it's very precious if you can write it down and you're pickling it, you're preserving it, basically. So if you say it, to have it, and most of us do have it at some point in the end, I really feel the manyedu, the rosechem. I feel that the schach is really awakening in me a realistic feeling of the manyedu, the rosechem, that Kosh Baruch Hu took care of us every single day for 40 years. Mamish, the person is here. It's a lesson of how much we have to rely on the Baruch Shalom. And he showed us for 40 years in a midbar that human beings can survive there. And millions of people were surviving day after day. And sometimes you're able to feel this in a very mamushes, realistic way. So basically, we're elaborating on this thing too, but the point is that try to sit down every day and try to recall for yourselves some high point that you have for the Yontif and commit it to writing. Okay, that's number one, basically. The main Ubda that I want to share with you tonight, the Ika Ubda, is that I believe that we've done this before in the past, this issue, and I'd like to repeat it again with you, Rabbi Shai. It's an interesting point that in the nice and gracious, the Baruch Hashem created the world, so there's a lot of things that happen in the nice and gracious, Rabbi Shai, because Baruch Hu doesn't share with us, right? Maybe you have to be a big mekubal to get a bigger, insight, but one of the few things is the Barashim, the Boydi Biasma, like the Boydi Oilam, usually it's an expression here. We say the Boydi Shal Oilam, the creator of the world, it means literally shared with us something. And why he chose this to share with us, it's something to think about. But what I'm referring to, Rabbi Say, is in the Maisa Bereishis that we have in this image, Bir Sa'olam. So the Baruch Hashem shared with us what object what were the subjects each day of the week of what he created, right? I'm going back a couple weeks or two, Rabbi Say. I think that it's chaval that we shouldn't do like an uvda, revolving around such an important subject, right? Bris Oilam, creation of the world. So even though it's not mamish the parsha of this week, I think we're close enough that and we can still feel, you know, it's the Yana Diyama, called Yana Diyama, by say. But just think about it. I don't know if you ever gave this thought that the Banishan is sharing with us. But when he made the Bias Oilam, when he created the world, so he's sharing with us that what he did on, you know, on the first day and the second day, on Wednesday, he created the sun and the moon and all the celestial bodies and the stars. Okay? So, I don't know if the thought ever occurred to you that the Bari Oilam, when he created the world, there were maybe hundreds, thousands of different factors involved in the creation of the world, of the Seder, of how he did it, what he did. Why did he select from all the things in the Maisa Gracious to share with us what he did in good old Wednesday, you know? What he did on Kabiyachal, on Wednesday, you know, he created the sun and the moon and the so that he said, oh, now I feel good. Now I know what he did on Wednesday. Like, what difference does it make to us? You know, why is it so important to share this with us? You know, from all the things he did, the nice and gracious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected that we should know about this idea. Why is it chashuv for us to know this? What do we get from it? Bari Olam, the Bari Olam, with all his wisdom in the creation of the world, you know, people that are connected with, you know, with science, with, you know, medicine. So I feel that they should be like museums, because in the awe of, you know, when you become more knowledgeable of the whole anatomy and the, you know, vascular system, circulation and technical names for the chemicals and all the processes, Mora Abu Masech Hashem, you know, Hashem in his brilliance. So he decided that it's important for us to know what happened on Thursday, right? That the hippopotamus and the giraffes, right, were created on Thursday. Like, what does that do for us? What do we get from it, they say? I don't know if the Olam ever stopped to think about that. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was selected that year to share with us? There must be something about it But anyway, Rabbi Yisai, I don't know if we'll ever understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was selected, you know, that we should know about that, this idea. I mean, I can tell you one possibility, what we can get from it maybe in a moment. But the Maisa, Hashem did share it with us. So I think that the minimum that we can do is to relate to it in some kind of a way. You can see the importance of it, because the one insight into the importance of it we can get from the Shir Shel Yoyim. The Shir Shel Yoyim is based on the Maisa Breya. The Olam knows that, huh? You don't see it openly, but the Maisa, each day, Kel Mekom Mas Hashem, Kel Mekom Mas Atia, let's say for Wednesday, is related to the Maisa Breya of Wednesday. What the relationship is, I don't remember now 100%. I think the Chazal himself, the Gemara itself, explains the Shaychus. It's not the Gemara, the Rishonim, but I think that the Gemara itself relates the Kesher between the Maisa Bereishis and the Shir Shel Yoyim. But that's one day. The Shir Shel Yoyim is based on the Maisa Bereishis. Now, the Shir Shel Yoyim has magnificent, you know, importance. You know that, Rabbi said, that the Shir Shel Yoyim in the Beis HaMikdash was the Avodah of the Levim, and they had an awesome orchestra, big orchestra, Rabbi said, and of course a choir, and every single day there was a concert. I'd use that word, but that's what it was, a big concert every day with a big orchestra and with a choir, the singing. And it was every single day, even Shabbos, they were allowed to have, you know, just like the korbanos and everything. So they played, the orchestra played on Shabbos. Every single day, Rabbi said, even on Yom Kippur, this concert took place, you know, of the singing of the Shir Shayim, whatever the Shir Shayim is, right? So I think this gives us an insight to the importance of knowing the day of the creation, because the Shir Shayim is based on the creation, on the day of the creation, and the Shir Shayim is so important. That means that the day that the knowledge of the significance of the Maaseh Briah that day, it sheds, I think, a light on the importance of it, right? Right. Geometry, everybody say, right? One and one equals again, because the Shir Shayim was based on the Maaseh Briah of that day. The Shir Shayim had such a high importance on the base of Migdash that the Levium every single day had this concert. I had to use the word, but they were doing this with the orchestra, the tremendous orchestra instruments and a choir every day singing with an Avodah, the base of Migdash, just like the Kabbalahs, the Mizbeach, and well, other, you know, so I think this sheds a light on importance. Okay, Rabbi Sai. So what I wanted to suggest, number one, Rabbi Sai, is that in lieu of this realization, every day we should focus on the Maaseh Bereishis of that day. You know, and just spend some time thinking about it. You know, I think that we owe it to the Baruch Shalom, like if he, like Kaviyachol, went to the trouble, Kaviyachol, of sharing this idea with us. I say again, I think that we would be fine, right? Be able to eat our breakfast, you know, and eat and do our work in the morning. If you're learning, if you're working, eat your lunch, and daven mincha, and go about your daily chores every day. I think we're fine without the idea of the yom. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu shared it with us, he means that for some reason he wants us to relate to it. So I want to suggest to the Olam that every day we should focus on the the degree of that day, and you know, as much time that you have will allow you to try to go into it as much as you could. You know, if you want to look it up, you know, in Chazal, in Midrashim, you know, some of these from that bring down, you know, any of you have the program of research, you know, on the computer, so maybe you could research it, you know, to try to capture some depth in the significance of the Maaseh Briah every day. Make sure that you're getting a kosher source. Okay, Abishai, so that's one of the main aspects of our Ugda this week, is to relate to and focus on the Maaseh Briah, you know, from that day. And of course, you should, when that's when you say Moedim, so you should feel, you know, you're expressing a special expression of Hakaras HaTayyib to the Bani Shal Olam. Like, whoever thinks of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the, you know, for the general vegetation and the plants, who thinks of giving a special, you know, thanks to Hashem, to, you know, for the or, even though we do it, right? We do it every day. The bracha for the or, for the shemesh, is the biggest bracha there is in all the brachas that we make. You know, I don't know if the Olam realizes it, but from the bracha to Hashem, yotze or borei choshech, right? That's the beginning of the bracha, and it ends at bracha to Hashem yotze ha-me'oreis. The whole business, kodosh, like a whole big long thing. It's all one bracha. And it's the biggest bracha there is, thanking Hashem for the light, you know, for the sun, for the light. Anyway, just sometimes you step back and you say, hey, you know, today is the day of the creation of light, so I want to give special thanks to Hashem for the light, because today is the day of the Bria. I tell you, it's very, very probable to say that there is a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria to the Maisa Gracious of that day, right? That bracha is very, very, very probable to say that. In other words, we always find things that repeat each other, you know, in the same time, in the same, like a yantiv. One of the reasons why we celebrate yantiv, because kishayim she'asanisam la'vaseinu v'yimimahayim, so that came with manazeh, so there's some kind of hashpah of the yantiv, right? I'm sure the Olam has heard that, you say, right? So we're applying, it's a very interesting application of what I'm sharing with you tonight, that very possible that, and probable, that each day of the week could feed the Maisa Bereishis of that day, so there's a special bracha in the Bria of Bresa, so that particular thing, right? So I think that we should relate to it in that way also, that we're getting a bracha for each thing, for that issue, that aspect of the Maisa Gracious, like, oh, today we're getting, you know, the bracha of the sun, you know, and the moon, so we want to make ourselves a klikibul for the bracha. We realize, Hashem, you're giving us this bracha, and it should be chal, and it should be takabrin, hatzlocha to the sun and the moon and the celestial bodies. Everything needs a bracha, Rabbi Yisrael. So we should try to, you know, have a realization of connecting with the bracha of that day. Hakorasatoyv, and Monsad Echot, and Mitzasheni, you know, relating to the bracha that's supposed to take place that day, Rabbi Yisrael. I also, just very quickly, you just don't want to be about ashes. I also want to suggest that we say that being that we're relating to the Maisa Bria, the Maisa Gracious, we should also, you know, spend a few minutes every day, you know, with our Ugda of a few minutes every day, connecting ourselves with the Bnei Shalom. Like, he's the one that's sending the sun down. So we should spend a few minutes also, you know, thinking about the Bnei Shalom, as we say. We're thinking about the Maisa Gracious. So I think the Bnei Shalom deserves that we should spend a few minutes every day relating to him and thinking about him. You know, I always hesitate whenever I give such an uvda, because it's very untangible. You know, I like to give something more tangible, but the time is late now, Rabbi Yisrael, so and we want to be mafsik. So we'll just make it, you know, the suggestion. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so let's review very quickly. We wanted to crystallize the yantiv of Esai, right. And secondly, relate to the Maisa Gracious every day, right. Think about it, and special course, a toyev tefillah for it, and connecting it with the Bnei Shalom. Okay, Rabbi Esai. So I want to thank again the Bnei Shalom, this Valdik is a chus that we have all to be here tonight, Rabbi Esai. Such a Valdik of Matana, you know. Tonight we failed to, it's my fault, I like to go around, you know, and hear some, you know, from the Olam about the Yantiv and this, but okay, so we'll have to, how should we say, bring Vata on it tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, unless the Olam wants to stay by themselves. And okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so I wish you all should have a good week, and especially a good Zman. We will also be Matzliach, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Hashem, and we should all be healthy. also you have Chanosa and Shalom Bayis and Nachat from the family, and the Israelites, whatever I say. You should all come together with Simchas HaChaim and Mishiyah.